Hello, Freshman Transitions classes. This is Mrs. Corrigan bringing you our podcast for this Labor Day, September 3rd, 2007, and I hope that you're enjoying a wonderful day off. Last week on Friday, we had Mrs. Spiewak, our freshman counselor, in our classroom, along with Mr. Walther, our assistant principal, bringing us the Freshman Transitions Guide. Please remember that you do have a homework assignment due on Tuesday, which is a list of the top 10 things that you think are important for freshmen to know from that Freshman Transitions Guide. If you are absent, be sure to see me tomorrow and I will get you your very own copy and you will have an extra day to get that assignment complete. Also tomorrow, we will have grade reports available because progress reports will be coming out very shortly. And also tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we are going to be voting on our coat of arms, which are displayed around the room. There are 30 to choose from. And remember, you don't have to pick the entire coat of arms. You're actually going to be picking different pieces, and you're not judging them based on artistic ability. You're voting on them based on their ideas and the symbols that they chose. And we'll tally up the votes, and from the top choices, we will put together a coat of arms for our team, which is currently Team 1. The next 2 days we know are our block days, and on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be completing a writing prompt, which is part of our school improvement plan, and we can talk more about that in class. But with this writing prompt, we're going to be focusing on the six pillars, as well as the entire writing process, all the way from pre-writing through creating a final copy. And we will have our block day to work on that, and we'll talk more about that in class on Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, we will be collecting our warm-ups, which you should be keeping in your composition book. Please do not tear those out. I'll just collect your entire composition book that day. And then we will also have a lesson on test-taking skills, which will help prepare us for some of our activities that we have coming up the following week. The next week, we have math testing, which is MAP, and that is our district assessment that we take to kind of get an idea of where you are in reading and in math so that your teachers can better prepare lessons that will get you ready for the AIMS test that you will be taking. The rest of that week, we will be completing some lessons and some activities that deal with true colors, deciding which color best represents us. There's gold, which is what I am. There's orange, blues, and greens. And we'll look at some of our strengths, some of our areas to improve, as well as some of those things that stress us out so that we can identify them, but then also come up with some strategies so that we can better deal with stress. I'd like to thank you very much for listening to our podcast today. And if you have any questions, please, or ideas, please send me an email. My email is ccorrigan, that's ccorrigan, at amfi.com. You can also check out our class website, which has access to online grades as well as our assignment calendar. And our website is www.amfi.com/teachers, and that's plural, and then /ccorrigan, ccorrigan. And we'd love to hear your ideas or questions, and thank you again for listening to our podcast. We hope you have a great Labor Day.
This has been a B. Corrigan production.
You got a problem with that?
I'm not doing anything. All I want is a balloon.